Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This legalizing marijuana bill had 166 pages. The Inquirer calls it a goodie bag that says yes to home deliveries made through a smartphone app. And to bring BYOW, bring your own weed, smoking lounges. It would also allow hotels to set aside 20% of their guest rooms for cannabis tokers. By the way, throughout the bill, it doesn't call it marijuana. It calls it cannabis. Does that kind of dissuade people from thinking of dope or something? You know, calling it cannabis? Does that make it more medical? Oh, that's a medical marijuana, honey. Don't worry about it. It's cannabis.
Yeah,
it's not marijuana.
It's trying to sound more
scientific.
Scientific,
right.
Professional, that it's not, oh, I'm going to smoke a doobie over here or anything like that.
No, it's not that. It's a cannabis bill. And they are setting up incentives in here to make sure the cannabis industry sets up union shops. You knew it. They have to
not
be unionized. The Cannabis Workers of New Jersey. It needs to be a better name. The International Brotherhood of Atomic Engineers and Cannabis Workers. All right? They go on to say there's 67,853-word treatise on legalizing marijuana. Now, you would think in Jersey, come on, 67,000-word-plus treatise. A final vote could come as soon as December 17th, when the Senate and Assembly meet again. If the measure passes, New Jersey would be the 11th state to legalize cannabis. The new bill is titled the Cannabis Regulatory and Expungement Aid Modernization Act. My God, these weasels. And the word marijuana was struck numerous times from the older version of the bill introduced in June. All right. Here are some of the things that you'll find here. Home deliveries. Most unique is the part that would allow, I don't know if Colorado does this or not, would allow home deliveries for recreational adult use of cannabis. No unnamed Tesla-like mobile will be allowed to make the stop, the bill says. No, you can't do it unmanned. And leaving the engine running would be verboten. Cannabis products would be delivered to a real physical address in New Jersey, not to a cornfield or desolate parking lot. You can't have it. Licensed dispensaries or micro-business retailers would oversee the whole operation, verifying that drivers are 18 or older and the consumers are 21 or older. Delivery vehicles would not be allowed to have markings that reveal they're carrying cannabis. No pictures of a green leaf and must be equipped with GPS tracking. Cannabis products would have to be transported in the vehicle's storage bed. Okay? I love this line because it involves Uber. The consumer would load up, say, $100 in a weed account and order marijuana from a micro business retailer who would be like an Uber driver for weed. It would all be done through a smartphone app. There you go. That's how they're going to make it work. And the cannabis bill would allow towns to pass ordinances to ban weed businesses and consumption lounges. It's unclear whether such bans would include deliveries. Now, I'm just going to be interested to see which towns allow these. And I centered in on places like Cherry Hill. They haven't banned anything yet. A number of towns have. They don't want any parts of this. They don't want you doing it in their town, etc. Is it going to become commonplace where the weed delivery guy shows up in your block and people don't bat an eye? They think, yeah, well, it's just like getting a six-pack. I don't know. I don't know that they're there yet with that in New Jersey. Would there be a stir? Here's the weed guy. You know, what's that guy doing? What's he taking out of the back of that truck? And I can imagine the people that are going to be the weed delivery guys. I'm sure they'll be
If the pay's right, I'm going to consider
There you
it.
Go. Well, there you go. It's better than Uber. Yeah, I think the pay would
be
better than Uber.
I feel like it would be better than Uber.
You would think it would be.
Yeah, I think there's, I mean, I'm not that close to Jersey right. anymore, but when I was, I would go to Jersey for Uber, but I don't see how this wouldn't be a better opportunity if you're an Uber driver and you're considering a career shift.
I would think so, too. I don't know if Uber is going to try to get in. I don't see how they could, but there is an app, and you would have your own account. And as a result, you know, just like you do now when you have Uber, you have your own account.
But this is genius.
Yes.
Like in the world that we're in where it's on demand, mm-hmm. cars and phones and music and just in general, if we're going to legalize, if Jersey is going to legalize weed, which is what mm-hmm. it seems like, or I'm sorry, cannabis.
Cannabis,
if they're
right.
going to legalize cannabis,
right.
then just go full-blown to the wall. Go do
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing. Now, looking at
Make
this,
it as easy as possible.
And I guess it makes the argument. Here's what I want to ask everyone, 855-839-1210. This makes the argument, to Bill's point, that would this put not other drug dealers, but marijuana dealers out of business? Now, see, I think still not. There's something out there that is different, and that is...
I would agree.
I think the state is not going to have a certain potency.
Right, strand of marijuana.
Strain of marijuana, right.
It's similar to when they legalize gambling. I'm right. sure that people still go to their bookies off the books.
Exactly. Why would they do that? Yeah, why would you go to a bookie if it's going to become very convenient or is very convenient right now online?
Someone can.
What is it about a bookie?
Yeah, I think maybe the relationship. That's what comes to my
mind. It's personal. It's not easier, per se. Maybe you can't use the modalities like FanDuel and all. I don't know.
Someone said, I don't remember if it was a caller on this show or I just heard.
Well, playing the number. You can't play, you know.
Right. Or just like, it's because if you make a bet with your bookie that's private, it's because it's...
It never become public.
It never becomes public. And you also... Some bookies, not all, from what I've heard, you don't have to pay them until you lose
right.
the bet.
That's exactly right.
You have to pay right away.
Right.
Please
legalize. And they just break your thumbs. But that's right. Yes. That's a good point. So would this stop, would this then curtail illegal people? That's what we always hear. I've never been convinced of it. Now, marijuana is a little bit, you know, are they going to give people a lesser experience because they don't want to get people, you know, how are they determined? I don't know what Colorado did. How are they determined the potency, if you will, around this? Is there a market? And can the people that are illegal drug dealers, can they still compete with this? 855-839-1210. To Bill's point, like gambling, that's a great one. Why would you go to the individual bookie? Is it just know them? And you know, you think this is all more private? You don't want an electronic... trail? I mean, with gambling, is that going to be embarrassing or is it going to be something that's out there? What about this, though? See, it's going to be legal, but is it going to be frowned upon? And a guy called me the other day, and he said something like, Dom, can you answer this for me? And I told him, yeah, and it's not fair, per se, in a cosmic sense, but that's what's going to happen. You can be in certain jobs where you're using heavy machinery, for example, okay? And you're going to be tested because of insurance concerns. Can they force the insurance companies not to do that? Nope, not to the best of my knowledge. We had a guy on who has a manufacturing place in Northeast Philadelphia, and he said only 1 or 2 out of 100 people ever passed the drug test. A lot of it's marijuana related. Can't work there because a lot of it's moving with equipment, machinery, and stuff like this. You get killed with insurance, so they drug test routinely. I don't know if it's once a month or whatever it is. So is that going to happen to some people in the lower rung jobs that involve something? Yes, it is. So can they complain and say, but it's legal here? No, this will be treated because it's in your system in a different way, I think. But 67,000 words in a treatise. You got to love these guys in Jersey. When they go to town, they go to town. Will this drive the illegal business away? 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. I'm not sure how much it's driven away gambling. You know, gambling is not a seedy sort of thing anymore, by and large. I agree. There's downside. You see people that can't handle it. I don't believe it's an addiction, but they can't. You know, they're going to go and gamble. They like gambling, whatever. Fine. You know, the 1-800-GAMBLER line, call gamble, all that stuff. But that's on people. I think you have a right to gamble if you wish. What's going to happen? Home delivery, though. Weed lounges. BYOW. Wow. I don't know if all this is going to happen, but you, and let's unionize it too, of course. The governor is the one that seems to be balking last year. He said, I'm not ready yet. I'm glad they're making progress. We haven't commented on specifics, but I'm happy this is moving. I'm kind of surprised. There's a social justice part to this too, in which they say that it was unfair, some of the people that got caught up in the war on drugs, and they want expungement of those charges if it was marijuana. And I think that's going to happen. But imagine door-to-door stuff like Uber and these lounges. Is this going to put people out of business, essentially, that are dealing drugs right now, dealing marijuana? Are they just going to exclusively deal harder drugs then? Andrew in Westchester's got a good point. Why would they still drive from a dealer, Andrew?
I figure basically the price.
Okay.
They're going to put so much taxes on it. It ends up being about four times more the price medically in Pennsylvania right now.
Is it? No, so, but I thought that the price was passed on. This is one because it's state controlled that defies the usual system. It's passed on to the business person. I know at one point Jersey wanted like 25% of the take. You're saying they'll just try to pass it on to the.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be regulated, though, no?
No, I don't know. I know that the prices in Pennsylvania are outrageous.
Yeah?
It's
you mean the medical marijuana? Yeah, I've heard stories where that is a high number because they know people are suffering. It's a type of...
Well, it's the same. I mean, basically the same. It's the same scam to me. I mean, basically they're trying to sell it because people want it or need it, regardless of whether they need it or want it.
So you still think there will be a market there to evade taxes? And you know that's something they're going to go. I didn't think about that. I thought it would be regulated, that everybody would have to charge the same price. Now, I think they're doing the home delivery thing. You know, another reason why they're doing the home delivery stuff and all, because the places that are going to have this are not places where people are going to want to go. So far as I could tell so far, it's only places like Atlantic City, Camden, Newark, in Jersey that have said they're going to do this. There's like 50 or 60 towns in some counties that already, some counties have already banned it. They don't care what they do as far as making this regular or legal. They've already said they are not going to allow it. You're not going to be selling it. You're not going to be setting up the pot shop, any of that stuff in their town. But is it taxes? Is it privacy? Would there still be a market for the drug dealer? 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. And with Colorado, it's a little hard. I had a guy on last week, the Republican in Jersey, who's opposed to this. He has booklets that he puts out, like 100 pages of stuff, but it's a little hard to tell, to get factual information from Colorado. Is Colorado, anybody that's been to Colorado recently, I'd love to hear from you. Have they gone to hell in a handbasket? I don't think so. I don't think that's been the case. But, like anything, you know, I'm a big believer, any kind of libertarian position you want to take on stuff like this, that there is no free lunch. There's an upside, but there's a downside. And with this, they're trying to cut off the downsides with 67,000 words. Can you imagine a 67,000-word document, the people putting this? Well, it's Jersey. It's 166 pages of all the ins and outs of this. And there's still more amendments on the way. 855-839-1210. I really want to see what places like Cherry Hill. I have somebody calling from Haddon Heights. Would Haddon Heights allow something like this? I have somebody from Mount Laurel. Would they allow it? But they say, hey, the other towns are going to prosper. This ought to be here. It's legal now. Jersey wants this. I think it's like 60-40 in favor of it. It's going to be interesting to see 6 months in. Does Jersey say all upside? Or do they say, you know what? There's more downside to this.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.